Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. We're digging into some juicy crypto news this week, and let me tell you, things are getting interesting.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot to unpack.
We're talking FTX updates, SEC crackdowns, even some buzz from Japan. But first up, let's talk about Caroline Ellison. With her sentencing date coming up on the 24th, everyone's waiting with bated breath.
It's a big moment for sure.
What's got people talking is her extraordinary cooperation with the prosecution. I mean, she's admitted to some serious wrongdoing, yet she's been cooperating like never before.
Right, and that's what makes this so fascinating. Her cooperation could be crucial for the prosecution's case against Bankman-Fried.
It's like she holds the keys to the kingdom or something.
In a way, yes. She could provide insights into FTX's inner workings, their risk management, even Bankman-Fried's intentions.
So it's a big deal for building the case, but it also makes you think, you know, about the ethical side of things. What does this level of cooperation say about accountability?
It's a question that goes beyond this specific case, really. It makes you question how we incentivize cooperation while ensuring justice is served.
It's a tough one, for sure. And speaking of tough situations, FTX's auditor, Prager Metis, is back in the news.
Ah, yes, the $1.95 million settlement.
And naturally, it's the classic neither confirm nor deny routine.
It's a common tactic, but it does raise concerns about true accountability. Auditors are supposed to be the watchdogs, the independent eyes on the financial system.
Especially in a space like crypto, which is still finding its footing, right?
Exactly. Their role is crucial.
So, if Prager Matis missed something this big with FTX, it makes you wonder about the whole crypto auditing landscape. What does it mean for investor confidence?
It definitely underscores the need for greater scrutiny and potentially stricter oversight. This could be a turning point for auditing practices in the crypto world.
A wake-up call, maybe.
Potentially.
Well, from one kind of shady dealing to another, the SEC's been cracking down on something called pig butchering, and it sounds pretty terrifying.
It's a really calculated scam. You know, they basically target people online.
Okay.
And they build these relationships. They cultivate them over weeks or even months.
Wow.
Often romantic, actually.
Oh, wow.
All with the intention of, you know, financial exploitation.
So it's like they build this whole sense of trust and then just completely pull the rug in.
Yeah. They're very good at it. They prey on people's vulnerabilities and, you know, that desire for connection or maybe finding some kind of, you know, amazing investment opportunity.
Right, right.
And it just shows that some of those really classic scams, they translate so well to the digital age.
It's scary, and it makes you really think twice about who you can trust online.
Definitely.
But on a lighter note, let's talk about Japan.
Okay.
Seems like things might be changing over there in the crypto world, right?
Yeah, Japan is actually thinking about changing some of its financial laws.
Interesting.
Specifically, the Financial Instruments and Exchange Act.
Okay.
They might make it easier to list crypto assets.
So they're opening things up a bit.
It's a big deal because after some of those, you know, those big crypto incidents a while back, Japan got pretty strict.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So this could mean they're ready to kind of get back in the game, but this time more carefully.
More strategically, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, with companies like Sony looking into blockchain technology.
Right.
There's this feeling that Japan could become a major hub for crypto innovation.
Be an interesting shift. So if these changes do go through, what might a more, you know, crypto-friendly Japan look like?
Well, for one, getting listed on Japanese exchanges might become a lot smoother for crypto assets.
That makes sense.
That would definitely attract more global investment and, you know, could lead to a much more dynamic crypto scene over there.
That's fascinating. Of course, there's always the balance between encouraging innovation and keeping investors safe.
Yeah, that's going to be a key challenge for them.
It always seems to come back to that, doesn't it? But speaking of navigating uncertainty, there was that whole thing with Brian Armstrong and Coinbase.
Oh, right. The Bitcoin IOU rumors.
Yeah, he denied it pretty quickly, but it got people talking. And to be honest, I'm not even entirely sure I understand what a Bitcoin IOU is.
It's actually pretty simple. Think of it like this. It's basically an IOU note, but instead of promising dollars, it promises Bitcoin.
So you're basically saying, I promise to give you this much Bitcoin later.
Exactly, at a specific date.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So why were people so interested in BlackRock potentially using these IOUs?
Well, if a huge player like BlackRock started using them a lot, it would be a major signal.
Like a vote of confidence in crypto.
Kind of. It could change how big institutions view and use crypto in general.
Right. But there must be some downsides, right?
Yeah.
And it can't all be good.
The biggest worry is that it could become a way to manipulate the market. you know, if these IOUs aren't tracked properly.
Because they're basically like a promise note, not the actual Bitcoin.
Right, exactly. They could be used to artificially pump up or even crash the price of Bitcoin.
So transparency and regulation would be key?
Absolutely. If this whole IOU thing is going to become more common.
Which it might. It seems like there's always something new happening in the crypto world.
That's for sure.
So much potential, but so many unknowns. It's almost like it's like we're watching this whole new financial system being built right in front of us.
Yeah, it really is remarkable.
And it's not just about the technology. It's about the global implications, too.
Absolutely. Every country is trying to figure out their place in this.
Right, like Japan may be opening up while others are still figuring out how to balance innovation and, you know, keeping things from going totally off the rails.
It's going to be fascinating to see how it all shakes out.
Totally. Well, we've covered a ton today, from FTX's legal drama and those pig butchering scams to what's brewing in Japan.
It's a lot to keep track of.
It really is. And I think it highlights just how quickly things can change in this space. You know, what might seem like a small blip one day can have huge ripple effects later on.
It's all connected.
Exactly. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this. Where do you see crypto going from here? Are we headed towards a more open, decentralized financial future? Or will it be something else entirely? Something we can't even imagine yet.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It really is. And that's why we love doing these deep dives, to explore these questions and try to make sense of this exciting, ever-changing world of crypto. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And be sure to tune in next time for another deep dive into the latest crypto happenings.